is Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Tensions between Israel and Iran rising once again after dueling strikes that began when Israel hit several of Iran's nuclear facilities and killed two top generals. Iran striking back with at least 100 drones overnight. ABC's Louis Martinez is at the Pentagon.
Several U.S. officials and Secretary of State Marco Rubio essentially saying there was no U.S. military assistance. There was no U.S. involvement in any of this. This is strictly an Israeli operation, and American officials are being very clear about that. And the reason they're saying this publicly is because they want to protect American military and civilian populations in the Middle East.
Israel says it hit dozens of targets throughout Iran and was justified, according to IDF spokesman Effie Defrin.
The state of Israel has the right and the obligation to operate in order to protect its people and will continue to do so.
This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Oshkosh considers requiring massage and bodywork therapists operating in the municipality to be licensed. The proposal received its first reading with no comment or discussion from the council during this week's Common Council meeting. The ordinance would amend the city's municipal code to require massage and bodywork therapy businesses to be licensed according to Wisconsin law. In his memo to the council, Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith said in past investigations, the city has found massage businesses engaging in suspected human trafficking, prostitution, labor trafficking, and license violations. The Common Council will vote on the ordinance at its next meeting, June 24. Attorney General Josh Call says President Donald Trump deploying the military to protest in California is unlawful. Wisconsin has joined a group of states filing briefs pushing back against what Call says is, quote, not normal and it must not become normalized. Call says the president's decree to call up the National Guard isn't specific to Los Angeles or California. It's authorizing the military anywhere for 60 days. Call's brief argues states need their National Guard units to be ready to act, and responding to protesters could keep them from performing vital duties. Meanwhile, a federal judge ruled Thursday afternoon that the Guard deployment was illegal and violated the 10th Amendment and exceeded Trump's statutory authority. The judge ordered President Trump to return control of the National Guard troops to California. But just hours later, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocked that order and said it will hold a hearing on the matter Tuesday. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers possible today. Our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Few showers again tonight. Low of 52 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Warmer Sunday. Still a few scattered showers with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now it's 55. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, I'm flipping the script on Nightlight's own Pete Schwabba.
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
It's going to be so good.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning, happy Friday, June 13th. It feels like April 13th.
Oh, man. It is cold.
Maybe April.
Right?
March. It ain't nice. 53 in Oshkosh, 55 in Appleton, 54 in Green Bay. High in the low 60s today. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers.
I know.
Come on, man. We need summer. We lost a good month of summer. If you include middle of May when it gets nice, haven't we?
Yeah, I don't know about a month, but it hasn't been consistent. Nah. That's the problem. It's been cold, hot, and
come on, Todd.
But this weekend. You know, these graduation parties, you kind of hope it.
I know, absolutely.
And then, I was looking ahead. I talked to Brittany on Monday, but Tuesday, Big Mouth's playing at that park across the street. I hope you're coming to that. But the forecast was rain, like 70% rain.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are they going to call it off? Might they reschedule? They're like, we're busy all summer. There's no rescheduling. Yeah, no. This is it. So anyway,
I hope
but it looked like it's going to taper off, but. As long as it's going to be 81, which is good.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
But anyway, this is cold these next couple of days. Man.
I remember we had Dom's graduation party, and the night before was the worst storm I've ever seen blow through. I mean, like I said, it was like the old movie Twister when neighbor's stuff was just flying through the air, through your yard. And when I lived like on Scray's Hill or where that wind would just come up. It was incredible. It would build momentum.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you could see it just build as it would come up.
Yeah.
And And then the next day, it was 96, I believe.
Ooh, too hot.
Thank God we had one of those big tents, okay?
Yeah.
But somebody actually brought one of those big, Todd, what are they, the farm fans, the barn fans?
Yeah, the big.
To cool cows or something, right?
Yep.
Those things are amazing. Those things work great.
Oh, yeah.
They move the air, that's
Holy
for sure.
Holy cow. But, not in a way that it, blows you over.
Yeah.
It just, those are, I mean, if people have outdoor events where it's super hot. I don't know where you'd get one.
Well, you don't have to worry about that now.
No, you don't.
But
was that to cool down the cows, Todd?
Well, keep the air moving.
Yeah.
Yep. Keep some cool air going.
Yeah, those are amazing.
Yeah.
Todd, you know what when I tore down this one barn this one time?
Yeah.
I wish I would have saved this. What were the, two things where they would have, there was this one thing, and it was in a pile of junk, so I pulled it out. But it was it was a chicken with the arrow.
Yep, so weather vane.
Yep.
Those are cool.
But it also had wires coming out of it. Were those also lightning rods?
I'm thinking probably at some point it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Was it copper wire and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, it was coated, whatever. Yeah.
Probably.
I wish I would have saved that.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
I love lightning rods. Sometimes you'll be going through an old antique store or something like that, and you'll find them with the glass balls still on them and stuff like that.
Oh, no kidding.
Put those in your backyard, Jim, in your orchard.
Those are collector items, huh?
Yeah.
See that, you guys? I just, I see it's Weed Your Garden Day today, but hey, I went out to that orchard. I'm doing it.
You're going to do the orchard?
I'm pretty sure. I went, talked to the guy.
What was there before? Was there ever a house there?
Where I am?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'm metal detecting it before you turn over the soil.
But
I'll give you half of everything I find.
You can have it all.
Okay.
But this orchard, I looked at the trees, the pears, apple, cherry trees, and the trees, they were good sized and they'll bear fruit in like 2 years, which is perfect.
Well, okay. Todd, can you go back a couple of days ago? Jim, one of our guys, Jim F., he's very, very into, he did a big thing for you about 2 days ago or 2 or 3 days ago. And we were really talking about growing a thing. He put in there specifically the types of things you should grow. And how long? I mean, he had this thing down to a science.
Yeah.
He put it on our Facebook. You can find that.
I don't want a garden, Johnny. I want trees.
You don't have to.
Okay. No, this wasn't a garden. Okay. He was talking trees.
That's what I want. But he said the specific type of tree, exactly how long it would take, if it's this big.
All right.
He had this thing down. Jim, if you could send that again. Jim F. I won't say last name, but Jim F.
I'll get it here.
Okay.
Yep.
I talked to the guy, and I said, can I do this? Yeah, you just got to water it a lot. Well, I got that spigot.
Well, okay.
I got that spigot right there.
But I told you, I screwed up my arborvitaes because he said I watered them too much.
Oh, yeah, I did say that, yeah.
So it's, and I know another guy out in Greenville, and he had helped me, and same thing. And he goes, you know, I watered the hell out of those, and they died.
Yeah.
So there is a fine line.
I did get his car just in case.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. You know, I planted trees one summer.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like an orchard tree? Or
no, well,
like
it was a couple of months worth up in northern Minnesota.
Oh.
It's where a forest fire had gone through
and
wiped out pretty much everything. So they were replanting pine trees.
Yeah, right.
But it was easy. You'd have this like spade type thing and you just, you know, stuff it in like that and just pull it back and you would put in the thing and then stomp it down. We planted like thousands of them.
No, this is going to be 8.
Oh, that's it?
I measured between the trees. It's going to work. I think that's going to be like, I don't know if this works. I mean, I'm going to try it for 3, 4, or 5 years. If it doesn't work, I'll take them out. But I just think that's, because, you know, like your grandpa, you want something cool at your house. Versus, you know.
Yeah, no question.
The other three I'm competing with.
Do you mow that now?
It's mowed.
Okay. Somebody mows it, yeah.
And fertilizes it. I mean, it's, so, yeah.
Okay.
If we put those and space them out right, I think that could be, I don't know. I just think they're going to like that. Going over to Grandpa's, picking some stuff, and I don't know. Donna can make some maybe
pie. I'm not arguing with that.
We can be old-fashioned, get the big old apron on, and yeah.
Donna's okay with that?
Call one of your grandkids shortcake. Give her a little bonnet.
Yeah, we're going to do something. I'm not done with the final presentation yet, but this guy was very helpful yesterday at Bellevue. They did two of these orchards in Bellevue. And
all I'm saying,
the trees,
Jim,
were like $150 bucks, but I'm going to get a better deal than that.
That's what I was going to get at next. You know, you can go buy some, you know, little seeds to grow your vegetables. And if they die, they die. Big deal. You buy another pack of seeds. When you're putting in that kind of money, I would have somebody that really has it down to a science when to water, how much to water.
And get the tree so in 2 years it's good.
Spend a few extra bucks.
Whoa. Yeah,
sorry,
I will.
Guys.
I will. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I would rather spend a little bit more money, get the mature tree or
absolutely
whatever they're
called.
So, no
anyway,
question. That's
by the
project.
Way, Todd.
Yeah.
We went to Pickles and Bags.
Oh, I saw the pictures.
I didn't
that is
you
a
mine.
Cool place.
That place was awesome. He's got that VIP lounge in there for parties and birthday parties.
I can't think of a better place to have, like I was talking
parking.
About class. What a great, like, class reunion place that would be. You know, if it wasn't a huge club, but I mean, that pickleball we played, that was fun.
And that's very cool.
It was interesting and seeing you guys in action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much. It was good. It was good.
I got an artificial and I got cancer in my face.
Yeah, that's right. And
what about you, Jim?
I had the wrong shoes on. How's that? I was wearing sunglasses too.
We're afraid to scuff up the court.
I was going to go out to the car and get my glasses. I'm not going to do that.
I wasn't sure.
That bar was pretty cool. I mean, that's really nice.
Huge.
That place is really
beautiful.
Nice.
Did you guys play Jeff a little bit or not?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
Jeff's good. I mean, he's really good.
I did all right against him, though.
Jeff's really good.
Our sales guy Peter is not the world's most coordinated.
No,
John wasn't very. John, you could have been nicer. He's like,
what?
Peter was trying. And he was. He was like that.
You know,
that
were you giving him hell?
Well, he wasn't giving him hell. The kid was trying. He's like that kid on the playground.
I just told him to get off the court.
He did. Give me somebody else I can play with.
You did.
I did.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
I want to do that. Once I'm that feeling up and running, it is a really, anybody in the Oshkosh area, Appleton, Oshkosh area, you want to hold an event for your work party.
Right.
Anything like that, you know, those get pickles and bags in Oshkosh. I mean, you should see how cool the bar is. They got like a lounge then with VIP the couches lounge. And tape, VIP lounge. It's great.
Yeah, it's good facilities and ample parking.
Oh, macro. Yeah. I
mean, they got to see a parking out there.
No, yeah.
So I thought it was cool. It was very nice. And indoors, and I, you know, don't worry about the weather.
It's I'm telling high you, ceilings. Man. I'm going to start playing that.
Where were the bags? I didn't even see that.
Oh, he probably just pulls them out, you know.
Oh, there's not a section things. For that.
Yeah. I probably got a storage okay. and pulls right. them out. Yeah. So there you go. Got to hear we made it through another week. Let's go, fellas, says yes. Vicky. Hey, okay. Vicky. You better not cancel, Jim. I'm coming, too. Who's that from, Todd?
That's from Nick. Cheese Curd Nick.
Cheese Curd Nick. Party.
He's coming over?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, you invited him. Look at you.
I haven't got his. Okay, that's great. Yes, that's going to be fun.
All right.
He doesn't have to bring his cheese curds. I mean, it's very basic. I think I told you that, Johnny. It's the hot dog bar.
I wonder if can you heat up cheese curds? Like, if he cooked a bunch and you brought them, could you, like, microwave them and maybe?
I mean, at home, I wouldn't microwave them because microwave just softens everything.
I don't want him cooking that. I don't like
all right. stuff in my all right.
So,
all right.
No, I think Mino's just asking for himself. Like, drops them off.
Had nothing to do with my party.
Put those in an air fryer. Yeah. That'll crisp them up.
Somebody said that.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, somebody said that air fryer. No, it's that. I'm going to make. I make some awesome baked beans and spotted cow.
That's nice.
It. That's it.
Nice.
Julie Arts, Jim Arts is always my, whatever you call your, he's not my father.
Yeah,
my,
what is there a term for that?
My daughter is married to his son. So what is he to me?
He's your daughter's father-in-law.
Yep. But he's, to me, it's like
I know.
Okay, well, anyway.
Is there a term for that?
They're bringing the dessert.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
That's what they called yesterday. And we're like,
All right.
Anyway,
today, by the way, ironically, is Weed Your Garden Day.
It is.
There you go. Softball Day. Nice. Axe Throwing Day.
Are those things still around?
I don't know. There's one.
Are they?
There's one in Two Rivers, right? Two Rivers
sure
or Manitowoc?
There's one on Oneida Street.
It's right across from the lake.
Really?
Is that Memorial Drive? What's the, that goes from?
Yeah, that's Memorial.
Yeah. There's one right there.
Really? Alcohol, axe throwing?
I know.
Don't get it.
I think it's, I like it.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I mean, just screwing around.
Wow. Okay, I want to try that. All right. I didn't know, because I thought that was for sure one of those, like, talked about riding the bull. Like, I thought that was a fad thing.
Yeah.
But if it's still around,
Todd, when can I log roll?
I don't know.
I thought you were setting that up
for
me.
No, not me.
So remember I told you I was going to log roll?
Yep.
All right. Sewing machine day. Do people still sew?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big thing, man, back in my day where people would make, girls would make their own clothes. Got those patterns.
Okay. What are you laughing about? Because I have a fit. Did you sew?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I just, we had that, but we say girls, and we usually don't use that. But that, you're right. The guys didn't really do that. And
no.
But
I mean.
But with all
I
those.
I think more guys do now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
There's no doubt.
Yep.
That's what I was kind of laughing about. But those patterns, and they put like just really light paper.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Exactly.
All over the house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it, with the little pins.
Yep.
Pins all over the place.
Yeah.
No question about it. That was the big thing, making their own clothes.
Yeah.
Kind of brings back the memories of macrame days.
Yeah, a little bit.
Same era.
Yeah.
It's National Movie Night. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Pete Schwab can talk a little bit more about
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, movies just, it's lost it a little bit, hasn't it, though? I mean, remember in our era, where, like, a new movie would come out, and it was, like, big news.
Because there's so many now.
Right.
I mean, streaming and
that's
and
what I mean.
20 screens. It used to be one or two movies would be at a theater, so it was, like, big deal. But everybody would go see it.
It's also, there's more competition. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about movies. I'm talking about, like, the Meyer Theater. There's a lot to do.
Right.
Like, if you're going to do something on a weekend, I don't know if that movies would be on the top of my list with all the, I brought today what's going on this weekend and just in Green Bay. It's unbelievable.
Well, the thing is, okay, so we had a little movie theater in my hometown, then one in Ishpeming, one in Marquette, okay? And like, I think it was Thursdays when they would always have in the paper, first thing you'd do in the paper, what new movies are out.
Right.
And then if you didn't see them within like 3 or 4 days, they're gone. And you'll never see that movie again.
What is this?
Jim, submit your soil to University of Wisconsin for a test that takes forever. I've been waiting for 3 months.
Okay. Brian? Good idea, Brian.
Wow.
Well, I got till next year. I'm going to do
I can
year.
Test that for you.
All right, cool.
I got
right,
stuff. I can take care good. Of it.
Well, back to this weed. Oh, yeah. That's weed your garden. Okay, yes. I got it. All right. I was mixed
you
up.
Wow. Everything is
something else.
The okay. W word with you. We
well,
got a
test that.
Full slate of folks coming on, folks. Back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Metnair on Air.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We started getting shot at, so we're running and shooting and diving into the ditches and getting up and running some more. We get to the bodies and it dawns on me, how in the hell are we supposed to carry them back? The captain says, give me your rifles. So we picked them up and started carrying them back. We were scared out of our minds. They were still shooting at us. How they missed, I do not know. They must have thought we were nuts. We got about a quarter mile back and somebody had decided, to hell with it. Let's go back there and get the truck and pick them up. That was a bad day. I was so scared going back there and trying to carry them, I couldn't even think about what was going on. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com. There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS and the Civic Media app. And I'll tell you what, we had a nice time in Oshkosh yesterday. I'm not even joking about that. I enjoy that ride down in the mornings.
Now, because it's late.
Yeah, not, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it when it was dark
but
o'clock.
Wasn't that cool?
It's great. Mm-hmm. And it's, but we were talking, when you were gone, we had somebody come in from, I don't know, Swamik or something, and she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe how aggressive the people are driving in the morning.
Oh, well, that,
and,
yeah.
But you know what? People at 4:35, 5, they're going somewhere.
Yeah, they got to get there.
Right.
I agree.
It was your co-host, Shannon.
Oh, Shannon did.
You know what I...
Right, and she came from Swamik, and she goes, because she usually just goes to work at like 8.
Yeah.
And, but she's like, oh, my gosh, I just couldn't believe how... And I noticed that yesterday, too. I think people were kind of jockeying to get to where they were going.
I think 41 is worse than 43. Because the other morning when I had to go to Manitowoc early for my doctor's appointment, it doesn't seem as everybody's going. I put my cruise on 78.
Yeah.
And I just get in that and I just not good a jockey in between, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But 41, man, you got to have your head on a swivel.
Well, it's narrower that and that's why when they widen, it's going to be great. But you're right. It's you got to watch what you're doing.
And there. The other thing is. And I'll argue this till they close the casket on me. The person driving down the highway in the right-hand lane, okay, does not legally have to give the person coming onto the highway access. The responsibility is up to the person on the exit, on the on-ramp. It's their responsibility to adjust their speed to blend into traffic.
Yeah.
It's not the responsibility of the person on the right.
I mean, come on. Move over.
Why?
Because.
Why can't the other person adjust?
Because there's other cars behind them.
No. Ask a cop. Ask any police. Do we have any police officers out there? Any police officers?
Professional courtesy. Just move over, man.
I almost said the F word. Bleep courtesy when some ass hat is coming in all arrogant. Screw you. Get out of my way.
Just move.
I almost just gave a finger. Yeah. Bleep you.
Man.
Who's next? That's my attitude.
The password is.
Yeah.
A hat.
That's just how I feel.
All right. I
think there should be some responsibility there on both ends, but what bothers me is when you're driving in the right-hand lane and you can't get over.
Right.
There's other traffic there,
and they won't adjust their speed.
Right.
That's different.
Yeah. And then you're,
you know what? Go. I don't give a crap if I have to ride on the solar. I'll go. I will. There's times, I'll be honest with you, and I'm not an aggressive driver, but I'll be honest with you. There's times I thought, okay, you're going to be a jerk about this. You're just like expecting me to
go in. So you slow down?
I will go the exact same speed. So go ahead, drive on the shoulder for a while until you adjust, buddy.
Boy. That talk about road rage.
It's not.
That's starting it, though.
No, it's not. It's called
the safest,
social responsibility.
Okay, the safest traffic.
It's called something.
There's
a name for it.
The safest traffic
I'm just saying.
At the same speed. That's safety. It's safety whether you go 90
any
or 60.
Any state police officers listening,
and then to make that all
know.
Work, you don't want to do that slowdown. That's how accidents
But if
happen.
That's the okay, if that's the state rule, why not follow the state rule?
Well, the state rule, what we should find people for big time is hanging in the left lane.
That too.
Oh,
I agree
God.
With that.
That is now that's where I get a little bit aggressive.
I agree with that too.
People are actually texting in that word like it's our Scotty Summer word.
Scotty Summer word.
Brian, thank you.
Hey, that's one for the bingo card.
Exactly. Yeah,
write that one down. Write that one down.
Lisa
the bingo
and I
card.
Were working on that yesterday.
Were you?
Oh yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We gotta do that.
I know,
we gotta come up with the bingo card thing.
Oh man.
We'll get it sponsored and it'll be great.
Yes. All right. Happy birthday, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. They're 39 years old. They've turned out a little, I mean, they've made $1 billion, but a little odd, huh?
Yep.
Tim Allen is 71. Does he still have a show? He's had like 9 different shows, and he's the same character in every show.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think he's got a new one coming out, or they're going to do a reboot or something like that.
Are they?
I don't know.
He keeps coming up with these shows, and he's the same exact character with just other people around him. Boy, by the way, you know, that's where What's-Her-Name got her start. You know who?
Oh, Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where she got her start.
That in MTV, right? Or was she on Home Improvement before she was on Baywatch?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know that.
That was her first. Well, she was the Molson girl first. That was where she was the Molson girl for Molson Beer. Then she did that. All right. And then, but here's the deal. Have you seen her recently? She won't wear makeup anymore.
Yep.
And she's unrecognizable. I mean, she's still attractive and everything, but it realizes what makeup can do for a person.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, really, it's incredible.
Are you thinking about maybe...
No, but I will say this. I used to get this a lot when I was on TV on a regular basis.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
And you never quite know if they're giving you a compliment or a little bit of an insult.
Yeah.
Oh, you look different than on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, thanks, I'm better looking.
Could be the weight.
Something. But you get that a lot.
Yeah. Tim Allen, though, I told you that I met him. He's a huge Lions fan.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And he's got a box right next to the mayor.
Oh, okay.
His box is like, you know, there's really very little glass in between. You can just look over there. But anyway, I met him after the game, and he was really chewing out his kid for not being home.
Oh, really?
I was like, hey, can I interrupt? My kids will meet you. But very cool guy. Anyway, he's a huge Lions fan. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you're right. He's kind of typecast.
Same guy all the time.
But if you're making money doing it,
exactly,
what do you care, right?
He was in Jackson Prison.
Yeah.
Jackson Prison, Michigan is a bad place.
Was it? Yeah.
Whoo! Very bad place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was there. My buddy's there. My buddy's there for life. And I've seen pictures of him since. Kid he went to high school with. And he just looks like he's gotten hardened.
But he rebounded from that, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of these guys don't.
Right.
Anyway,
Isn't that kind of bizarre when you think about, though, coke back in the day and you go to hardcore killer prison versus, you know?
I know.
Yeah. Of all the things that people do to each other out
we,
there.
We,
Yeah.
That we could refocus our energies to worse things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree.
Richard Thomas, John Boy Walton, 73. Never did much afterwards, huh?
No.
No. And again, if you don't have to, why do it?
How many you got to think about this. So how many times, could he, if he goes to a ball game.
Oh, God.
Hey, John Boy. Good night, John Boy.
Can you imagine how many people say goodnight, John Boy, to him?
That drove Bob Uecker crazy, yeah, bro. Hey, Bob, you're in the front row. Right. Hey, Bob, you're in the front.
Yeah.
What would people say to me that would bug me after?
Or, bleep you.
Hey, bleep hat.
You look marvelous. They get.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Advocates are pushing for greater funding for special education in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Annette Fournier's daughter, Maya, has cerebral palsy and other diagnoses.
I asked for her bus staff to be trained in seizure response, and I was told there's no funding. Therefore, Maya's life is at risk for 45 minutes every morning and every afternoon because the people who are close to her can't keep her safe because there's no funding. She has the medicine on her wheelchair. If they were trained to use it, they could. But there's no funding.
Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
These families were there because Republicans were expected to unveil their proposals for education funding yesterday. This was one of the big sticking points between Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers. Evers claims Republicans wouldn't compromise and fund education, child care, and the UW system enough. Republicans claim the state couldn't afford it. The hearing was set for 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and was delayed 3 or 4 times throughout the day, finally beginning last night after 6 o'clock. It continued later into the night, and we will have more on their proposal later today. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers possible today. Our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Few showers again tonight. Low of 52 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Warmer Sunday. Still a few scattered showers with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name. Something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station
and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actress Stephanie Gurno, comedian Steve Hofstetter, and it's a bar band Friday night, so I'm joined by Max Inc. host Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6.
Summer.
Yep, the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Today's the final day for it. Your chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing. How about a trip to the Wisconsin Dells area? Or how about a trip to Door County? Got the word coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. The Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest with your good old radio pals, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Got a text here from Vicky. Tim Allen's new show is called Shifting Gears. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you very much. Vicky's awesome.
Yes.
Ty. Yo, Vicky always, when we got questions about things, she's awesome. She also said celebrities are also failing in society, and that could attribute to lack of interest in movies.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I do, too.
Right. Yeah,
I kind of do, too. And then that's one of the reasons that we're not listening to Lisa Hale anymore.
Because she's falling?
She's so failed us so badly yesterday because she was so mean to us.
Keep
and
it up,
John.
Keep
it up. Hi, Vicky.
Kind of put us on ignore.
Lisa, not Vicky.
I mean, Lisa. I mean, Vicky. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How you
doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. You know, you mentioned movies, but I have to say, nerds, geeks, people who love to laugh everywhere yesterday got such a
I heard about
such
this.
A boost, and we're so looking forward to 2027 because there's going to be a new Spaceballs movie from Mel Brooks.
I saw that.
Is Mel Brooks still alive?
Mel Brooks is
alive.
That guy is hilarious.
He's got to be close to 100. Yeah. He was a World War II veteran.
Yeah, he is. He's close.
Late 90s.
Oh,
yeah, late
90s. My God. Unfortunately, John Candy won't be there.
Right, but Bill Pullman is coming back, and so is Rick Moranis. So I'm so excited I could just TT. I mean, it is that exciting to me.
We need everybody to comb the desert. Report, what did you find? Found nothing, sir. How about you? Nothing, sir. How about you? Man, we ain't found bleep. I love Spaceballs. That's one of those movies. It's like I was talking. If you watch 10 minutes with Lethal Weapon, whichever one it was, remember a couple of weeks ago? And it said, I laughed more in 10 minutes watching this movie from 30 years ago than any movie that you could put out right now.
I've never seen Spaceballs, but
no,
I think,
but you know what I mean? Where it's just certain.
Lethal Weapon. No, you're talking about Naked Gun.
Naked Gun,
or
which was a takeoff of Lethal Weapon,
or
a spoof,
or Blazing Saddles, which is his
10 minutes
stuff.
That's all you want. You'll laugh more in those 10 minutes than any of these other
movies.
He's
funny.
We just got a text from Nancy who says Bill Pullman will reprise his role as Lone Star.
Oh,
and his son Lewis will join as his son in the movie. His name will be Starburst in Spaceballs.
Nice.
So she's excited about that.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, I'm so excited. That's just one of those movies that
I've never seen the whole thing.
Well, you don't need to.
No?
You don't need to watch the whole thing. It's like any of those movies. You watch 10, 15 minutes at a time.
Kind of like Airplane?
Same kind of thing.
Okay.
Because it's gag after gag after gag after gag after gag.
Really? It's as funny as Airplane?
Oh, there's some funny thing. I mean,
all right,
I'll watch it. It's probably, 30 years ago it came out, and I can still recite 10 lines from it verbatim.
That's good. Yeah, all right.
I mean, yeah, Spaceballs is right up there, you know, with me.
You know how fast I was going yesterday coming to Oshkosh?
How fast?
Ludicrous speed.
I knew you were going to say that.
You can just go on and on with that movie. Love it. Sure enjoyed being at your place again yesterday.
It was nice having you guys here.
It's fun.
I really
like
it.
Great people. And then we went over to Bags.
Pickle and Bags.
Pickle and Bags. What a neat place that is. Right on Congress Street. In that big, like, almost like a strip mall or a shopping center.
Yeah, shopping center.
Big shopping center. Lots of room.
It's on 20th and Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon. I'm sorry, Oregon. My other buddy was on Congress. Yes, right. Oregon Street. Yes.
Okay. I was going to say.
Yeah. Nope. Yep.
That's close to my house, it's not
closer to 20th. You're there at the end.
Yeah.
The end. But that's,
that place was fantastic. Yeah, loved it.
Mm-hmm. It's a great, that's a great area.
I'm going to start playing that sport. I think we'll be pretty good at it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord.
I will tell you that area is nice. It's clean. The roads are good. I mean, they did some work on that.
Some cool neighborhood bars. Did you notice that?
Yeah. I just.
I mean, you got a neighborhood.
Did you drive down Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you went right past Pete's Garage Bar.
Yep, you sure did.
Oh, you're kidding.
Mm. Nope. You went right past it. If you drove down Oregon to get to 20th, you went right past Pete's Garage Bar.
I'll be damned.
We left your place and took a left.
Would that have been open? Probably not, right?
Yeah.
And we're
I don't know.
At your time, probably not.
But. Yeah,
could have called.
Wow, but there was like those nice little neighborhood type bars that I talk about.
Mm-hmm. So all over the place.
When I own one of those, that I live upstairs of it. It's gonna be phenomenal.
Someday.
Yeah, you want to work for me, Lisa?
Sure.
Excellent.
Sure, I'll be your bar back.
Thank you.
She'll make pies and stuff too. The horrible pie she made for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Cat was licking
that the cat ate.
Stop talking about cat lick pie. Stop.
Oh, that actually sounds like some cat lick pie.
What we called it.
We'll have that on the menu, Lisa.
Oh my gosh. I am not the best cook. I love food, but I am not the best cook.
Well, that's all right. So what's going on this weekend on your great show?
New Wisco weekend this weekend. It's of course Father's Day is coming up Sunday, by the way. If you guys haven't noted that, you might want to make a note.
Is it Sunday or tomorrow?
Sunday.
I thought it was always the 14th for some reason.
That's
it's always a Sunday, John.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Just like Mother's Day, it's always on a Sunday.
Did they change that?
Never.
I thought it was, no.
Okay. Nope. It's Sunday.
All right.
It's always been there. But this weekend's Father's Day, but it's also Flag Day, as you know.
Yep.
Tomorrow is Flag Day. And we really talk about flags all over the place. American flags, yes. Our cover story is Fly Me Flag up in Green Bay. That is, they're considered the flag experts. So they can teach you everything from how to care for your flag, when it's time to retire the flag, what to do, all that stuff. And it's a wonderful interview with Stacy Stewart from Fly Me Flag.
You know, I know a few of those types of things. And one of them is, you know, because a lot of people, it was like, well, when the sun goes down, you got to take your flag down. You don't have to if you have a light on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I worked at a TV station once that had a huge flagpole and a huge flag. And we were very, what's the word I'm looking for? We were very obsessive about making sure that light was always on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the one important thing.
24/7. Yeah.
Right.
And I remember that was part of my job was to check the light every night.
You know, a little thing I collect when I go to, I don't go to garage sales much or anything, but even flea markets or antique, I always try to collect 48 star flags.
If you can find them.
Wow. Yeah. They're hard to find. And you know, the way you can tell the difference is they're completely symmetrical. They're completely a rectangle, whereas obviously in the, you know, the 50 flags, they're off spaced, but they are completely boom boom.
So they're 49?
40. I've never seen a 49.
I know there's 48 for sure.
Right, 40. Was there ever a 49 star flag?
What, how close that's were those two?
I think a few months, weren't they?
Oh, only a few. Oh, then I doubt it.
That's a good boy. Would that be a collector's item? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
What year did we go to 50 stars?
59? Was it 1959?
Yes. We picked up a last.
So proud of you right off the bat. You got it.
Thank you.
That's our little trivia guy.
John was what we do here.
John was in school. So he was
graduating. What else is coming on in Wisco weekend?
We've got a story on the Oshkosh Farmers Market. We did a story on that. It opened up last weekend, and it's continuing, of course. And this week is Tomato Mania there. We've got a story on historic Point Bass. Is it Bass or Bossy? In central Wisconsin. Anyway, we've got a story.
That.
We've got
Todd
a story.
Todd.
We also talk about other flags too, you know, like the Jolly Roger, like traffic flags and stuff like that. So it's really flag focused.
Awesome. Weekend. I love it. I absolutely love it.
And what time is it on, Lisa Hale? Do you know?
It is on at 8:00 on Saturday and 11:00 on Sunday here at WGBW and WISS.
And of course, the Civic Media app.
and the Civic Media app.
When are you going to let me do a segment?
You've done a segment. You were a cover story a couple weeks ago,
remember?
For Memorial Day.
Remember? Not the first time I've been a cover boy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, God.
I'm sure it was.
How about a centerfold?
Had to work my way through college somehow, you know what I mean? Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah. Uh-huh. A gym on Sunday. What do you got coming up on Lean
Oh,
Local?
My God. Hey, wait. I got to back up with something here, talking about being cover boys back in the day.
Oh, God.
Did you see Jim's picture of when he auditioned for a boy band?
No.
Show him the picture he showed me today in the striped little short shorts.
No, that was the Bellin.
Yeah, he looked like a boy band member on that one.
Okay, I got to see
this. This is my Flag Day picture.
Oh, look at that. Can you put it up to the camera here? Put it right there.
This is, Amanda wanted pictures of John and I and Pete, right? When we were young dads.
No, I wasn't asked for that.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah,
no, I wasn't.
Yes,
no, you were.
She was, when?
And that's why I got.
When?
Yesterday.
So,
I thought they wanted pictures of our dads.
Anything you as a dad, their dad.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I could find that.
We'll do it.
I did that this morning. This is my Father's Day Flag Day. Flag.
Up a little. Oh, that's cute.
Oh,
that's
look at
cute.
That.
Okay, show the short shorts.
And that's Anna, who's 32
Show them the
Bellin
picture. Show them the Bellin picture.
So that wasn't you as a child? I thought that was you as a child and your dad.
That's me holding Anna.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was. She was young.
That's
I was
sweet.
Young.
White picket fence and everything. Did you see that?
I know. That's middle America right there.
Right, with a sheepdog. We were, I'm telling you, that was the perfect house.
You were white bread and egg salad. And
really
a glass
was.
Of Tang.
A mayonnaise.
Absolutely.
But I knew we were having the.
That's an old Saturday Night Live thing. I'm going to make you kids some nice egg salad sandwiches on white bread with a glass of Tang. Todd. Remember that one, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Murray. All right, Gilda Radner.
Do you have your short shorts?
You just showed it to me 2 seconds ago.
Oh, Johnny. I don't want
that. These are some of the shortest shorts.
No, it was the
Bellin. They would be banned
I
now.
No, John.
Too much skin.
The
We were going to be talking about the Bellin this morning.
I know. So that's why.
Get that ready.
This is commemorative.
That is why I brought that picture.
Okay. Do you have it? You just had it.
Yeah, this is, again, here it is. This is back, same house.
All right, let me pull that up here. Stand by.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
It was like 50 pounds ago. We were in the Bellin all the time. I know, yeah. Just those back in the day. Anyway, that was, I really enjoyed this morning. I get up.
I dig that crazy chick.
Who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts.
Oh, that's funny. Wow. Todd, you are on top of that.
Jim, what do you got coming up on Lean Local
wow,
this weekend?
That was funny. Nothing to beat that. No, we really. Wow, that was funny. We just totally lean into the coal pile. That's a big deal. We've been working on it for 60 years. I worked on it. Paul worked on it. Sam, Romy, we all worked on it. Finally got done this week. So Dean Hain came on. He's the port director. He's been on our show before. And just talked about the economics of relocating those and how we can get more product on the port. And you know that port employs 1,600 people, does $217 million of annual revenue. But that's a big business here in Green Bay. You know, it. So he talks about that. And then Brian Johnson, who that's his district, president of the city council, talks about when the coal piles moved, and they will in a couple of years, what's going to happen on that land. So it's both things, right? It's what's going to happen to the port.
I'm really excited about that land.
That is
real estate.
Like I said, he sent Todd a blog. They can't screw this up.
Right.
There's no do-over on that.
No.
So they got to get the right
I still think
team.
It could be the greatest music venue in Northeast Wisconsin, being
so
on the water.
That is coming up on Sunday.
Oh, that's Sunday at 1.
Yep, 1 o'clock. And you'll also be able to see a blog on that.
Yep.
Jim gives his thoughts on it at WGBW.
And I've got my smoothie shop there. Johnny Juice.
Yeah, I love that.
Pay a lot of taxes.
Nectar of the gods.
Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Oh, God, that's...
Okay. Anytime.
Lisa, you're the greatest. We love you, and you got a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Tell everybody one more time when it is.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW. You're going to love it.
You got some really talented people on that show.
See ya.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Clear your day on June 28th and head to the Brewers game for a Pat Murphy bobblehead giveaway, courtesy of Toyota. Get there early as the first 25,000 fans will take home the Manager of the Year bobble. Grab your seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and Senior County Official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP County Commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claimed that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity. Especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And we will get back to the guys in just a bit. Once again, it's Todd Michaels and Lisa Hale in the WISS studio with a little Valley Focus.
And today we have a Oshkosh loving person and a new Discover Oshkosh face, Anna Murphy Pochask. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can I start real quick? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great. Anna, welcome to Discover Oshkosh.
Thank you. I am so, so happy to be back in the Oshkosh area. I absolutely love this city. It's amazing and it's just so exciting.
Let's go into that a little bit, because you said before we went on the air that you went to school at UW Oshkosh, right?
Yes.
Did you grow up here?
I actually grew up in Appleton.
Okay.
However, I did go to UW Oshkosh. I studied public relations there. Very involved in the community within, you know, the university, as well as I interned at Discover Oshkosh during my senior year of college there. So I really got roped into all of the amazing things that the city has to offer, and it's just been nothing but great so far since being back. So,
and you say since being back, what did you do between UWO and now Discover Oshkosh?
Yes. So I lived a silly life, I like to call it. I don't like to take things too seriously. So I graduated in 2023, and I drove the Wienermobile for a year.
Hey.
It was a year-long contract with them, hauling buns across the U.S. And then,
wait a minute. Do you have to go to school to get all those little cliches and stuff?
We say hot dog high. We graduated from hot dog high. Yep. Like it. Yep. Yeah. After the Wienermobile, I worked with the Green Bay Packers doing social media and things like that. And then I just, you know, had this draw to come back here. And I just love the community in Oshkosh. And it's been perfect. I seriously love this area. So
I know what you're talking about. Todd and I are Oshkoshians.
Yeah. So. And I think the thing that's kind of interesting is when you talk to people from Northeast Wisconsin about Oshkosh, I don't think they really understand how cool it is or how cool it's gotten over the last couple of decades. It really is a happening town.
It is. And even we find, you know, there's people, residents here that don't know everything that's going on. And that's kind of like what we like to do at Discover Oshkosh is tell people what's going on around town. And, you know, the residents who have been here their whole life, they're like, oh, you know, we have this in town. That's great. So, you know, it's always fun to introduce people to all of the amazing things around here.
And that is what's really cool about Discover Oshkosh is you can help a resident be a tourist in their own town.
Absolutely. You said it best. Yes.
And I love that.
Well, mm-hmm. And Pat Tracy does a really nice job of doing that, right?
He's the greatest.
I even
He's
told you when you walked in, when Pat Tracy says, you've got to get blank on the air, you get blank on the air.
Yes, you do.
Yes. We do a ton of fun videos with him. That's a little plug there. You got to go watch all of Pat's videos. He's a hoot.
He is a star, even if it's in his own mind.
Yes.
And sometimes it is, but yes. We won't go into that. So what would you be doing as marketing coordinator for Discover Oshkosh?
Yes. So you'll be seeing my face probably all around Oshkosh. We're driving the Oshkosh car. We're dropping off destination guides for people. We are doing social media. We're on the website. We're doing all things, really. We just try to spread the word and we're all around. So
now, how long have you been with Oshkosh or Discover Oshkosh this time?
So this time around, I started, let's see, June? Oh, no, wait, it is June today.
Yep.
May.
Yes. May.
Time flies when you're having fun, I'll tell you what. started in May, and then it's been great ever since. Yeah.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So tell me, walk me through an average day of Discover Oshkosh.
Sure. You know, this is like a classic line, but no 2 days are the same. You know, people say that a lot, but it is really true there. Our main goal is to cover all things in Oshkosh. So an average day could be, you know, stopping around at the parks and taking some videos of, you know, parks that people can go to. And then the next day is, you know, we're at all the local cafes or all things like that. So really no 2 days are the same, but you know, we're always trying to spread the word and cover the beautiful story of Oshkosh.
One of the things Oshkosh is known for is, well, one of their namesakes is the event city. So there's plenty of stuff going on, especially as we're getting to the summer months. You guys are going to be very busy.
Very, very busy. Actually, the farmer's market. So that's a very exciting thing. And I think people are getting excited about that. There's so many amazing events that happen around here and that draw people in. That's the biggest thing about this city.
And Oshkosh is getting some events that we've been used to, like the big music festival that we used to have with Country USA and Rock USA. Now it's Crossroads 41 out
Correct.
There.
Yep.
And at Festival Park. So we've got that. Mm-hmm. The arena is really starting to ramp up.
Of course. Yes.
And we have so many wonderful things, like the Menominee Park and Zoo is
oh, yes.
wonderful. Don't you just love going out there
oh,
and
it's
becoming
so fun.
A part of the community and that?
Waterfest, Life Fest, I mean, fest.
Lots of fests.
Lots of fests, lots of fun.
I love it. So what do you think, as somebody who loves Oshkosh, who's come back,
yes.
what would you say is the hidden secret or the best kept secret of our city?
Oh, this is a good question.
Ooh, that is a really good question. Best kept secret.
Not that
secret.
We wanted to put you on the spot.
No. You know, let's see. So, hidden secret. Let's see. Man, I'm going to have to think about that one. I might have to report back on that one.
Okay.
I've got one, actually.
Yeah, let's hear it.
What do you think?
So, farmer's market, right?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
High on the porch.
Mm.
People don't understand that that's with the Historical Society, right? And you can go have a piece of pie at the farmer's market, and it helps fund the things that the Historical Society does in town.
Right.
That would be mine. pie on the porch.
I never knew that. See, so thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh my gosh, Anna just learned something from
me. Thank you. Thank you for that.
For me, it would be the geek-centric things like House of Heroes. We've got a huge comic book store that's fantastic here in Oshkosh. Yes. There's so much to do, and you are going to have so much fun in this position. I promise you that.
It's tons of fun. Can't beat it.
Can you make us cool and be in some of your social media stuff?
Can we
do that?
Absolutely. We definitely can do that.
We'll do anything to help you out, okay?
She'll do anything to get her picture on something. So
no, I won't. Anna Murphy Pochesk, the new marketing coordinator for Discover Oshkosh. Thank you for joining us on Valley Focus today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stick around. More Mino and the Mayor on the way on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Shiri Preston. President Trump telling ABC there is more to come after Israel attacked Iran's nuclear facilities and assassinated two of Iran's top generals. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Sirens actually rang out across the entire country here in Israel, not because the Iranians were striking the Israelis, but because the Defense Department wanted to tell the entire country that they had launched a preemptive strike on Iran.
Iran did strike back, launching about 100 drones toward Israel overnight. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president this morning is set to meet with his National Security Council in the Situation Room. And this morning, he still seems to be holding out hope that somehow these nuclear talks can be salvaged, posting just a short while ago, urging Tehran to come to the table, saying Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left, adding, just do it before it is too late.
This is ABC News.
You can